This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
We look at the trouble all around us in the world and claim we're not to blame for any of it. It's not our fault. It's someone else's. It's not our country to blame. It's theirs. But God is up close and personal, not as distant as we think. And he knows exactly where we as individuals and as a nation fall short. I'm starting off today's programme with a song by Julie Gold, sung here by Nancy Griffiths. It's called From a Distance.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, it's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no
hospital at present will be able to identify with the kind of consultation one has with doctors when they're duty-bound to inform their patient of a list of all the possible things that could go wrong as a result of their operation or course of treatment. I suppose they try to help patients see the reality of their situation. Today's Bible reading reads rather like that scenario. Jesus warns his disciples that they may well be open to persecution for no other reason than that of being his followers. He's trying to help all his followers see the reality of their situation. Here's the first part from Matthew 10, verses 24 to 28. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers, and servants like their masters. if the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Margaret Scott, a friend of mine, wrote a beautiful song about Jesus looking down across the centuries in grief for his world from the cross. The cross she had in mind was the one in the famous painting Christ of St. John of the Cross by Salvador Dali. Her song is called What of You?
What of you? From there you can see for miles and miles and centuries. And you look with love, and you look with loving tears. And when I think of all the pain we've caused each other through those years, I wonder how you still could see it through. What of you? Us and you call us back to you, and at your cross we find the grace to start again, to care, to try again, to love each other as you do. When you prayed, Father, forgive them, were you thinking of us too, of the countless times that we would break your heart? We can look again and see the world anew. For you made us for each other, and you free us all to love. And through you we can see the goodness that's still there. What of you?
Did you pick out those words? And when I think of all the pain we've caused each other through those years. What about today? So many newspapers and magazines seem to be more concerned with the hedonistic lifestyle of rich celebrities in the world, rather than with causes of great injustices and appalling human rights. Tragically, we are witnessing every day so much rivalry, so much political unrest, and such hatred of minorities all across the world. In our reading today, Jesus is warning his followers what to expect if they speak out for him and his teaching. Day after day now we hear of churches burned, buses bombed, men and women and children attacked and killed by mobs. It's quite appalling and quite frightening. If it weren't for groups like Open Doors, the Barnabas Aid and Amnesty, highlighting such atrocities all around the world, we might never hear about it. But it's not just Christians coming under fire. So many other minority groups also face terror attacks too. But according to the International Society for Human Rights, a secular observatory based in Frankfurt, Germany, 80% of all acts of religious discrimination in the world today are directed at Christians. Statistically speaking, that makes Christians by far the most persecuted religious body on the planet. Let's listen carefully to the poignant words of our next hymn by Graeme Kendrick and ask ourselves, is there some answer to all this? Here is Graeme Kendrick with O Lord, the Clouds Are Gathering.
O Lord, the clouds are gathering, fire of judgment burns, how we have fallen, O Lord. You stand upon to see your laws of love so scorned, and life so broken. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord, restore us, Lord, revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers, and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Oh, church again. Let justice flow like rivers, and righteousness like a never failing stream. Oh Lord, our powers are poised to flood our streets with hate and fear. We must awake. Glorious cross shall tower triumphant in this land, evil confounding through the fire. Your suffering church display the glories of the Christ, praises resounding. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord.
What about these words he sang? O Lord, let love reclaim the lives that sin would sweep away, and let your kingdom come. I read the other day an article by a journalist, Rosie Millard, writing a column in a newspaper on the subject of terrorism. She said, my eldest son, who is 17 years old, acknowledged the Manchester atrocity with sad pragmatism on the way to school yesterday, saying, you are never going to stop terrorism, no matter how hard you try or the police try. You can't stop this sort of thing happening. But in words of scripture and in this last song, there is hope, there is an answer. The only thing that can overcome evil is love, it says in scripture. Scripture also says there is hope in perfect love which casts out fear. There is hope in loving our enemies and doing good to those who hate us. There is hope when love reclaims our lives and compassion and forgiveness spreads out and grows. Nothing ultimately is gained by division and hatred and bigotry and war. But there's everything to gain when we choose to love. Jesus says in our reading, fear the one who can ruin your soul rather than the one who can kill your body. In other words, cling to what is faithful and true. Don't let go of it. Here's a lovely quote for you. When there's nothing left but God, that is when you find that God is all you need. Here's a song for all those who need God's love today. It's a song called Christ's Is the World, sung here by Joanne Hogg and the choir of Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral.
Christ is all God in richly blue.
his friends a touching play.
Let's listen to the next part of that reading, the part that will lift our spirits. I'm reading from verses 28 to 30. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Jesus tells us that God knows us by name. He loves us and cares what happens to us. So many people in our world feel worthless and unloved, like the person in our next song. He's always striving for perfection, desperate to be loved and appreciated, and wanting to prove he is somebody. But one day, someone comes along and helps him to see just what he is worth. It's a song by Andy Severin called More Than Many Sparrows.
I know a boy who once believed he was not worth much at all. If he passed exams or scored a goal, he would win some brief applause. Then back again, to try again, to get some more attention. Look at me, can't you see? I just want to be known. Those words were mine, but since those days, someone showed me what I'm worth, just the same as any man or any woman on this earth. He died for me to set me free from thinking that I'm not lovable. He died for you to say to you, this is what you're worth. So much more than people know. Someone put a price on you. He said you're worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord. So there's no need to be afraid that we don't deserve his love. 'Cause good or bad, great or small, it's a free gift from above. So let him in, let him bring the truth your heart is waiting for. Jesus lives, Jesus gives the value of your heart. More than many sparrows, more than brightest gold, much more than people know. Someone put a price on you. He said you're worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord.
I read a lovely story recently about a well-known theologian called Dr. Karl Barth, who was once asked this question one evening at a gathering of friends. Someone said, "What is the most profound thought that has ever entered your mind?" After a brief moment of thought, he replied very simply, "The most profound thought I have ever known is the simple truth. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." These are the words of an old hymn which has been firmly implanted in the minds of many people old enough to remember it. I recall singing it once to a room full of elderly people, most of them suffering from dementia. And I was absolutely amazed when they all started singing with me. They would have loved this version of it by Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong.
Then Jesus goes on to say in verse 32, "Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven." Jesus was well aware that his revolutionary message of love, especially for the lowly and dispossessed, would meet with much opposition, creating a lot of disharmony and division, even in households. But it was, and still is, the answer for the world's ills. The message that Jesus brought made for a far better way of living, and it has to be shared, where the poor and broken-hearted are healed, and people who are bound are set free, where people who are held captive are released. Many, over time, have chosen to reject his way of love, even twist his message to their own ends, and have embraced evil instead. Here is a prayer to close our programme, written by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Reverend Justin Welby, on behalf of all those whose lives have recently been torn apart by evil. In this time of deep sorrow and pain, we commit to prayer those who have died, those who have been injured, and those who have lost loved ones. We pray that all might know the presence of God in this dark time, and draw closer to the great Redeemer, who is Jesus Christ. Finally, I hope you find great comfort in the words of our last hymn by David Haas, and my thanks to Carol Dixon, one of our listeners, who sent in a timely request for it to be played. It's called "You Are Mine." Bye for now.
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here.
I am hope for all who are hopeless. For all who long to see, in the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me.
Do not be afraid, I am with you. By name, come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you, and you are mine. I am strength for all. The lame will walk. not be afraid, I am with you.